Hey, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud Ches in Tanis. Again, we learned for the safe return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Dvorah, Gilad Michal ben Bas Galim, Eyal ben Iris Teshura. Yesterday we had a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi and the Mishnah on Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis, if on the days that there are certain days that are forbidden only to fast, and other days are forbidden also to eulogize. So in the Mishnah we had that Rabbi Yossi said, the Chacham said first, that with all the fasts that are written in Megillas Tanis that you shouldn't mourn on, which is more stringent than simply not fasting, Lefarabasser, you also cannot mourn the day before, but afterwards is okay. Rabbi Yossi said before and after, and apparently we're talking about the mourning. You can't mourn the day before and after, not fasting. That's apparently what's Mashma Mishnah. Today we'll see more otherwise. On days which you're only not allowed to fast, then the fun of Al-Akhra of Mutter, according to the Tanakhama, the day before and after you may fast. And Rabbi Yossi says, the fun of Asr Al-Akhra of Mutter, the day before you may is Asr to fast, the day after is Mutter. Now, in the Gemara we had yesterday, the Gemara said that, why is it necessary? So first we started listing the various holidays. From the 1st to the 8th of Nisan, that was special holidays that we don't fast on, because that was when the Tumid was established as coming from the, according to the Chachamim, according to that it was established that they would come from Karbanos of Tzibur, not from the Yochid as the Apikorsim had maintained. So once that was established and they won over that argument, they established the 1st to the 8th as holidays. Then they established the 9th till the end of Pesach as a holiday also, because that was when they had established when that Shavuos properly comes out 50 days after Pesach and not on a Sunday, always on a Sunday according to the Baitusim. So the Gemara said, why is it necessary to say until the end of Moed, that until the end of Pesach you can't fast? Pesach is a holiday itself, even without the idea of that Megillas Tanis says these are special days you can't fast, because of these special events that took place in history, in this case being that they established when Shavuos properly is, and it took them from the 9th of Nisan until, let's say, the 21st, the last day of Pesach, to establish that. What do you need Megillas Tanis to establish a holiday during Pesach? It's already a holiday. So the Gemara's answer was, just like we said in the previous kasha, why was it necessary to establish the first day of Nisan through the 8th day as a holiday? Anyway, the first day of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. It's to Asr the day before. Here also, it's to Asr the day after. And as if it would only be Pesach, Pesach is a deraisa, doesn't need chizuk, you'd only say it's, when is Pesach? The 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. That's it, the 21st of Nisan. There's no, those days you can't fast, but the 22nd you could. So here we're saying, by establishing it as a rabbinic holiday, we're machmer, we say the day after also is also. Now, who says the day after is also? Only Rabbi Yossi, in the case where it's a day that you can't have eulogies, in the case of Hesped. Come on, Rabbi Yossi, we're at the second line now in your Chesamel. Come on, Rabbi Yossi, the Omer Bein Belafar Mein Lachem is also. According to Rabbi Yossi, says that on a day that was established not only as a fast, but also as a day of Hesped, you also may not have Hesped the day before and after. At this point, we're assuming it's the Hesped that can't be. Yihachi, Besim Ratei Ami. If that's the case, if you're saying that it goes like Rabbi Yossi, who says that even after the day, after one of the holidays mentioned in Megillas Tanis, you may not fast. So if that's the case, why do we say before that Rosh Chodesh Nisan we establish as a Megillas Tanis holiday? Why? Because if it's Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, they don't have to fast the day before, right? But then it's not also the fast the day before. But if it's Megillas Tanis holiday, then it's also the day before. Who needs it? What do you have to say it's the day before the 1st of Nisan, which is the 1st through the 8th of Nisan, where the Tumid was established as coming from the Tzibur? There's a different reason why it should be why it's a day you can't fast, because it's the day after the 28th of Adar, the previous month. So what's the 28th of Adar? What's that? That's another Megillas Tanis holiday. The Tanya. If you say that we're going to Yossi, who says even the day after Megillas Tanis holiday is a day that you cannot fast, or a day that you can't have eulogies at this point, we're assuming. So who needs that? Say if you say that the day after also counts, so you don't need the 29th of Adar, the day before Nisan, to be established. You don't need the Nisan, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to be established as a Megillas Tanis, so you can't fast on the 29th of Adar also. The reason you can't fast on the 29th of Adar, because it's the day after the 28th of Adar, which is a different holiday. Yet a third holiday we're going to talk about. We mentioned the 1st to the 8th, the 9th to the 21st. Here's another one, Netanya. That's from Timi Bey, in the 28th of Adar. Also, Surah Tov, so you had a good news came to the Jews. The Yidden Maraisa, they don't have to abstain from learning the Torah. Why did they have to abstain? Shepam Achas, Nixer. One time it happened, there was Xer al Yisrael. Shal Yaskav Torah, they shouldn't learn Torah. For Shalom Ben, they shouldn't do circumcision. Shechal Shavas, basically the big three. Can't learn Torah, can't circumcise, and have to be Chal Shavas. Ma'asa Yehuda Ben Shemua, Bechaver, what did Yeshua and his friends who couldn't stand us, what did they do? They went Hochul Menat Leitzim at Tronusa Achas. They went and took advice from an old shiksa, all the elders of Rome used to come to her for advice. Witch or whatever. She told them, "Imdu v'hefkinu balayla, go cry out, make a hafgana, make a demonstration, scream out at night." Hochel v'hefkinu balayla, they went out. Amru, Eishamayim. Rashi learns that they're really directing it towards the Rabbanu Shlom. It's Eishamayim, like by the heavens. But it's like their words are directed towards, if you look at the words, some words are directed towards these guys who made the rules against them. But they're really being responsible to Hashem. Eishamayim, lo achim anachnu, are we not brothers, lo b'nei avechan, are we the same father, lo b'nei aim achas, or don't we all come from the same original source? Manish tanenu mikolum v'loshen, how are we Jews different than every other nation and tongue? Sha'at, shatim gozim, alayin xeris roos, that you pronounce evil decrees against us. Ubatlum. Because of this demonstration, they said, okay, the Jews are bothering us, we can't sleep at night, but they were bottled Xerah. Vosiyam Vosiyam made that a Yontif. So the 28th of Adar was a Yontif, in which, why was it a Yontif? It was a rabbinic holiday commemorating the ceasing of the Xerah, that the evil decree was nullified. Amar Abaye, so what do you see over here? So we say, since that was a holiday, you know why you have the 29th of Adar? What do you have to say that the 1st of Nisan is a holiday? So the 29th, the day before, should be also. If you go like Rabbi Yossi, the day after is also a holiday, which you may not fast. Why don't you say it's because of the 28th of Adar, which is a holiday, and this is the day after? We're talking about a Chodesh, which is Mu'ubur. Let's say Adar was made 30s. Now, normally it didn't happen. That's why Rashi gives another answer. We always said that, we always find that that Adar is usually 29 days. Or if it was in Ibriyar, the second one was 29 days. But in the case where it was Mubar, if the Adam came late or whatever, so if Adar was 30 days, now we need the 29th day would be Asur to fast. Why? Because it goes like Rabbi Yossi, it's the day after. And then the 30th would be Asur because it's the day before Nisan. So as the 29th day is not always the day after the 28th and the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If Adar had 30 days, then it's the day after the 28th of Adar, but it's not the day before. It's not the day before Rosh Chodesh, and that's why you needed both holidays. Rav Ashi Amar Afil Tema L'Chodesh Chaser. Can you talk about L'Chodesh Chaser like a regular Adar, which only has 29 days? Kol Shel Achra B'Tanis Aser. Kol Shel Achra. When you say something is Aser the day after, like Rav Yossi said, B'Tanis Aser B'Hesved Mutter. It's only us Batanis. And as this is going back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah said Rabbi Yossi disagreed. Rabbi Yossi said by a Yom of Hesped, it's also the day before and the day after. The day we're speaking about is Usher in fasting. Not that you can't be Maspid that day, like we learned originally. You can't be Maspid, let's say, because it's going to stretch into, you'll be eulogizing all day, but it means that you can't fast. Kol Shel Achrav, Rashi learns that it's not to be might, but fun of. It's just telling you, tell you that the extra days of Achrav, but fun of, Betanis is Osir, but the Hesped is Mutter. Vizehol Mutbe Shnei Yom Tovim. Since this day, meaning the 29th of Adar, is between the 28th of Adar, which is a holiday, rabbinic holiday, and the 1st of Nisan, which is a rabbinic holiday, then Asuki Yantavatsman, then it's like, because this day is specific between two holidays, they made it like Yantav itself, Afilim Hesped Nami Osir, Stephen Osbester. So therefore, he says, that's the reason why you need the Xera of a rabbinic holiday on both the 1st of Nisan and the 28th of Adar, so that the 29th of Adar will be Osir and Hesped. This that Rabbi Yossi says, we add on the day after the day before, that's only for fasting, not for eulogizing. By making this a holiday between two other holidays, between the 28th of Adar and the 1st of Nisan, so then you also can't be maspon on that. That's the advantage of that. Amar Mar, Mitamni Beba Ad Asof Mo'adan. We said from the 8th until the end of Moed, like from the 8th of this until the 21st of Nisan, that mean the end of Pesach. The Tosef Chag V'Shvuah, the holiday of Shavuos was established as to when it would occur. Because we have two psukim, one says it's 50 days afterward, and that's Machos HaShabbos, so it depends. If Yom Tov comes out, if Pesach comes out on Sunday, it also comes out on Sunday. But if it didn't start off that way, if it started in the middle of the week, then it's simply 50 days later. It's not always on a Sunday. So that's how we answer the Baitusim. So it was set up that day. The Lom Mizpah, you can't give Hesper day. Lom Mizpah, remember, tell me, why don't you say from the 8th? Lema Mitishabe. Why don't you say from the 9th, the Tim Niguf Osir, the 8th anyways, Osir, the Yom Dekokim Tamir. Go back to the things we learned at the end of yesterday's daf. We had the first two holidays mentioned in the Argamar of Megillus Tanis was the first to the 8th of Nisan, because that's when the Talmud was established as coming from the Korban HaSipur. And then we have from the 8th until the 21st of Pesach, until the end of Moed, presumed to end of Pesach, 8th to 21st. But the 8th crosses over on both. The 8th of Nisan is both in the first group and in the second group. What do you have to say the 8th of Nisan is also because of the first Xerah of Talmud? You can't fast because it was a holiday, because the Talmud was established between the 1st and the 8th in the debate that they had. And then you have that the second one, meaning that when Shavuos was established, that was between the 8th and the 21st. The 8th is already mentioned, is already also to fast from the first one. What do you need the 8th mention? Just say from the 9th. Lema B'tishbe, V'tim Nigufo, also not really able to come to the meeting. It says that's just keeping the Emek Lay Milsa. If something happens to B'tlin L'Shiva, if they mevatel the first 7 days, why? Because of some misfortune that took place, some other gzeira or rain, a drought or whatever. So Tim Migufa also, the 8th day will be also Davali Yomakama, the Tosa Bechag the Shvuaya. In other words, if you'd only start from the 9th, in actual fact, historically, from the 1st of the 8th of Nisan, they established that the Tumbin was going to be from the cover of Sebor. From the 8th of Nisan, not necessarily the same year, but from the 8th of Nisan to the 21st, they established the holiday of the Tria of Shavuos, when Shavuos comes out. So you might say, what do you need the 8th in the second group for? Mm-hmm. Right? The answer is, if for some reason the first holidays are negated, or Mupoto, because some terrible calamity is coming, the rabbi said, okay, you know what? We had it a holiday till now, but we're not going to have it anymore. You'll still have the 8th also because of the second one. Now, if the first holidays are suspended, you'll still have the second holidays. Yeah, right. So the Gemara says, and that's why, if some reason happened, you're going to mivatel the first group of holidays, some other calamity or misfortune happens, they'll still have it for the second one. So Hashdas, once you come into this reason, the question we had before, the 29th, why did you ask the 29th? Because of the first of Nisan, say it's also because of the 28th. It says, if something happens and you mivatel the holiday of the 28th for some other calamity, which the rabbis deem to be greater in intensity and purpose than the holiday, than the original holiday that was set for that day. So Esr Matisha Gufe also will still be also Davali Yom Kami Yom Tukum Tamida. It'll still be also because it'll be the day before the other holiday of the first of Nisan. So he's have to say that certain days applied were holidays because of two different reasons. But why did you substitute for reasons? In case one holiday falls away, you'll still have the other one. Imar Chia Barasi Omarav Haloch Rabiosi. The Haloch Rabiosi. Rabbi Yosef said in our Mishnah that in the case of a day which is set up as a hesped, you fasted, then it was also to fast the day before and the day after. And Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lach Gar Meir, that only in the case of a day of hesped, you fast the day before also. It's also to fast the day before. In the day which is also to have a hesped, you can't fast the day before. But in the case which is only also to fast, you could fast the day before the day after. So Shmuel Lach Gar Meir, Umiram Shmuel Lach, did Shmuel really say Lach Gar Meir? Rameir's moda that in the case of a hesped, you can't fast the day before. In the case of a day of Tanis, that you can't have Tanis, you could fast the day before the day after, only that day itself. But that's what Rameir says. Now I'm saying Shmuel Azuk Rameir, Miyam Shmuel Achim, Vatayim Shmuel Mulil Omer, Umatam Lomer Bahom Bahom. If you look back at the Lushan in the Anamid days, when we quoted the Braisa of Megillus Tanis, Alein Yom in these days, the Lona Sana Bahom, you shouldn't fast on them. And among those days, lo misbid b'hon, them. It's like it mentions it. It emphasizes those days twice. Why does it say that? Matam lo b'hon b'hon. Shtei pam lo milcha. Shehein asur l'feim acharen mutar. And tell you that only those days are also to fast or to give or have a tanis or to have a hesped. But the day before, the day after is 100% mutar. So how do you say Shmuel holds like Rameyer? And Rameyer holds, at least in the case of the day which is also for Hesped, you can't fast the day before either, or can't maybe have a Hesped the day before. Here you see the Shmuel holds like Rameyer says that all the days before and all the days after are mutter to fast. The answer is Mikar Sava. Originally, Shmuel held Kivin the Lekatana to Mekel Rameyer. There's no Tana who's as most Mekel as Rameyer, meaning Rabbi Yossi is not as Mekel as Rameyer. Rameyer is the most Mekel, because he says that a day which is Usher in Tanis, you could fast the day before, the day after. A day which is Usher in Hesped, you can't have a Hesped or a Tanis the day before, but the day after is okay. Rameyer seemed to be the most cool Dikashita. Kivin like a Tana to Mekel Rameyer. Amr Halach Rameyer said, Lachsar Rameyer. Keeping the Shema of Shemim Leil. Once you Shemim Leil, the Mekel's phase, or even more Mekel. He says on whether it's a holiday in which you may not fast, or a holiday in which you may not eulogize, in all those days, only those days are Osir. But the day before and the day after is Mutter, so he found Shemim Leil is more Mekel, Amr Halach Shemim Leil. In other words, Shmuel originally said, Shmuel wanted to say that Allah in these issues, these are Drabbanan issues, even though we're Machazikim, but still, we don't go that far in terms of day before and day after, and therefore we're Mekel. So he originally thought Rameyer was the most Mekel. Then he found Shmuel Leil is even more Mekel, so he said, Lachash Shmuel Leil. V'chein omer Bali. And Bali went not like a Reb, not like Shmuel said, like Shmuel Leil, but rather, Bali omer Mechia bar Rav Abba omer Yachach Gerb Yossi, Lachash Gerb Yossi, that you always fast, it's always also fast the day before also, whether it's a day of, whether you can't fast or you can't eulogize, or even you can't eulogize, you can't do it the day before. And the day after, also in the case of eulogizing, he says, Lachash Gerb Yossi. Omer Mechia le Bali. You know, Bali said the name of Rechia Barava, and Rechia was his Rebbe, and Rechia told Bali, Asbrachman explained to you, Kim Rabbi Yochanan Alka Rabbi Yossi, when did Rabbi Yochanan Alka Rabbi Yossi? Ad lo islana, only on the day before, meaning when he said you can't, on the day that you're not allowed to fast, Rabbi Yossi says you can't fast the day before that evil, not the day after. The day after is not a problem. The only day before. And that he holds like Rabbi Yossi. But not that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that in the case of where it's usher to be maspid, that you can't fast the day before and the day after, you didn't go that far. He only said Lachzer Gabiosi in the sense that you can't fast. He goes to Gabiosi that you may not fast the day before a fast, but that Rabbi Yossi says you may not fast the day after a day of misbed. He doesn't hold like him. In other words, it comes out if he says Lachzer Gabiosi ad lo asana, but he holds like Rameyer in the case of a day that you can't fast. It comes out according to him, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you may always not fast the day before. Whether it's a day of fasting or a day that's prohibited to fast or a day that's prohibited to eulogize, you may not fast the day before those days, but it's never prohibited from fasting afterwards. So that's what he'll like. We talked before about fasting afterwards according to Parshat Yosef, but Lach is not like Rabbi Yossi. Here, Rabbi Yochanan Alch Rabbi Yossi, Adol Asara. Rabbi Yochanan Alch Kastam Mishner. Rabbi Yochanan Alch Kastam Mishner. Utnan, we learn. Afu Pich Shomitz in Megillah. Even though we learned Magdim Lomach, you know, Megillah, when is Megillah read? The Megillah is read on Purim, on Yud Dalet, and at Ir Shem Kavos Choma on Tesvav. More of the first Mishnah Megillah, the famous Mishnah says, it could also be Makdim, you can move it up to the 13th or the 12th or the 11th, depending on the city, if you're from a Kfar, not an Ir Shem Kavos Choma. Ir Shem Kavos Choma is always the 15th, but the Kfarim, which are on the 14th, regular cities, they can either do it on the 14th, or they can move it up to the 13th if that's what they call a day of the market. Make it later. What does that mean? You can move it up to the 13th or the 12th, 11th, if it's a day of the market, meaning the day in which everybody comes to town there, and that's when the people will be able to find the Baal Kolrei, etc. So they move it up. They move it up to the market day. And that would, so let's give you an example. Let's say if Purim came out on a Tuesday, you want to move it up to Monday because that's the day of the market day, Monday and Thursday. So Monday would be Yud Gimel, you read it then. If Purim was on a Wednesday, Yud Dalet was on a Wednesday, so you'd move it up to Monday, which would be then Yud Beis. If Purim was on a Sunday, you would move it up, you would proceed it to where? To Thursday. So if Sunday was the 14th, Thursday would be the 11th. So those are the instances you move it up. So he says, even though you move up, you don't delay it, but you move it up. Mutar Besbatanis, you can fast on those days. Even though like they're moving it up, let's say you're moving it up to the 11th or moving up to the 12th, you can read the Megillah day, but those days could be fast days. Now, What are we speaking about? Amos. When does it come out? Elam b'nei chameser. Are you talking about the people of the 15th? Are you talking about those days? People from the 15th who read on the 14th, and they're allowed to fast. And they say, Mishari, can you fast on the 14th? Those are the Purim we said in Hanukkah, we've mentioned that several times, are the only two remaining rabbinic holidays from Megillas Tanis that we still keep to this day. We don't fast on those days. Those are partial holidays, mini holidays.
Those
days of Purim. Inu and Delo, those days, Yom Purim, those are days of Purim. Delo le mitzvah that you can't eulogize on days, and you certainly can't fast. So what does that mean? That on the 15th, you move it up to the 14th, you could have Hesped and Tanis day of Yom Rav. What does that mean? And Rav explains, it's obvious that you can't fast on the fifth, the people of the 15th of course. It's a holiday. It's a Yemei Mishtev Asimcha. So obviously, it's obvious to say that the people of the 15th, on the 15th, you can't fast on Purim. People of the 14th who keep it on the 14th, they can't fast on that day. Rav explains, meaning the people who keep Purim on the 15th, they also can't fast on the 14th, right? And the people who keep Purim on the 14th, they can't fast on the 15th. So it can't be referring to, when you say these people can fast on this, it can't be people from the 15th or the 14th. It can't be those at all. Maybe it's the people from the 14th. And they're reading on the 13th, like we said in the case where Purim came out on Tuesday. So if the 14th is a Tuesday, they read it on Monday, the 13th. And you're saying that what? That they may fast on the 13th. Even the Purim is on the 14th. And you're saying even though they read the Megillah on the 13th, but they could still fast on the 13th. How could they fast on the 13th? Niknaru. It's a day of holiday. Niknaru. This is not the Niknaru of the Shari Niknaru, that thing that Megillah, but we'll see as an evil general by the name of Niknaru, who the Jews defeated, and when they defeated him, they made that a holiday. Yom Niknaru. So you can't fast that. That's one of the days mentioned in Megillas Tanis, is Yom Niknaru. Vela b'nei abeisa v'kar l'betreisa. Maybe it's the people who were... So if caves on the 13th, that's like, well, maybe it's people on the 14th who are on the 12th. Let's say we said if Purim comes out on Wednesday, that's the 14th. So they read it on Monday the 12th. So you might be meaning to say that the people who are reading, that even though they're reading the Megillah on the 12th, they're allowed to fast that day. The 12th of Adar you could fast on. How could you? Yom Turinus, it's another holiday. It's called Yom Turinus, another holiday mentioned the day of
tyranny.
Yeah, well, Turinus was his name. You know, I don't know what that is. I don't know how you say that in English, but that was his name. Just like Nikner was a name, Turinus was a name, and we'll explain in a few minutes what that meant, what the basis of the holiday was. But it was also a holiday mentioned in Megillas Tanis. You can't fast on that day. El alav must be the kakar lebit chesed. Must be that they read it on the 11th. Okay, here's what happened. Remember, said Purim came out on Sunday, and they were mocking it to read it as you could read it back on the 11th in order to find it Sibur there, etc. A minyan, a Megillah reading, whatever. You could read it back on the 11th of Adar, which was Thursday. V'ketani mutu behesped tanis, and you're allowed to behesped tanis, that must be the case we're speaking. V'ketani mutu behesped tanis, and if this is the case, how could you say what? We said, Mir Miochan, the Rabbi Yochanan really say, right, the Lefne Mia Osir Kribyosi, that the fun of it, Osir, like Kribyosi, right, that like Kribyosi, the day before is Osir Kribyosi. Here you see, the day before, literally one day before, is not Osir. It's Osir if it's 3 days before, Victani Mutab Aspatanis, and you're allowed to have Aspatanis, it's not Osir the day before, even though. So what do you say? But that's 3 days before Purim. We're talking about one day before Purim. The answer is, but it's one day before Turinus. In other words, what happens? What do we have? We have the 12th of Adar is a holiday called the day of Turinus. The 13th of Adar is a holiday called the day of Niknar. The 14th of Adar is a day called Purim. The 15th of Adar is also a day called Purim, right? But they're all holidays mentioned in Megillas Tanis. Now, if Turinus was a holiday on the 12th of Adar, And we said Rabbi Yochanan said Paskins like Rabbi Yossi when there's a day of fast, the day that's prohibited to fast, a holiday from Megillas Tanis, which is prohibited to have fast, you're also not allowed to fast the day before. So if that's the case, you can't fast here on the 11th either. Why do we say that on the we learned in the Stam Mishnah that even though you could do it before, even though you can precede the Megillah, but you can fast on those days. Can't fast on the 14th, can't fast on the 15th, can't fast on the 13th, can't fast on the 12th. Oh, you're fasting on the 11th. The 11th is the day before. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like a Stam Mishnah, V'ktani Mutter Be'as V'tanis. How can you fast the day before? The day before, according to me, Paskins Rabbi Yossi, that you may not fast the day before a holiday mentioned Megillas Tanis. So that's a problem. Says, no, lo, B'nei Ar Basar. It's really the people from the 14th, right? And they're mocked amid the Kakara Libetrace, they're reading on the 12th. The 12th, in other words. So that's even worse, because that's Mamasha holiday. Udekamet Yom Terayansu, Yom Terayansku for Betule Betlu, they're Mabatlit, right? Ho Venergobo Shmaya Bachia. In other words, Yom Terayansu was considered a holiday because they defeated Terayansu, as we'll see in a few minutes. It was the day of Terayansu. But because Shmaya and Achia, who were, and Achia Ochiv, Shmaya and Achia Ochiv were some tzaddikim, because we know it's not clear what happened to them, but, I mean, they were killed, but what they did, why were they tzaddikim, it's not clear. They were tzaddikim because they were killed. They reestablished it as a fast day. In other words, that it was not a day of holiday, but it was a day of mourning, and therefore you could fast that day. So therefore, Yom Teranis was bottled. So really talking about when one Yom Purim came out on Wednesday, and they fasted, and they read the Megillah on Monday, which would be the 12th. I say, how could they fast that day? The answer is because it was no longer a holiday. It had been bottled at that point. So, therefore, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan really says, the halacha is like Stam Mishnah. He also says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So it comes out that we paskin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan, Bali said the name of Avraham, name of Rabbi Yochanan, not like Shmuel, but rather like the first Shita of Ikmar of Chiyah Barasi or Halacha Rav Yossi. The Halacha is like Rav Yossi. It's not clear. Maybe the first opinion will say Rav Yochanan is like Rav Yossi in all cases, but Rav Yochanan is Halacha is like Rav Yossi only by a day which is prohibited to fast. You can't. Then you also may not fast the day before that. But in the other ones, by day of Mispah, he only holds like a mayor that by a day of Mispah you can't fast the day before either. So it comes out whether it's a day of Mispah or a day of fasting, you may not fast the day before, but you may fast the day afterwards. All right, it's Rosh Chodesh, so we'll stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow we will start in the rest of the week, not just tomorrow, but the rest of the week we're going to start at 5:20. The whole week we'll stick at 5:20. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem.